Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most wooden podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Not much.
We're so wooden that the wind outside wouldn't blow our house down. Nailed it.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
All right. Good.
For those of you not in the know, which is everybody but us, we had to restart.
Windows update once again.
Windows update once again. But that's okay. We're only about 30 seconds into the podcast.
Windows update is our supervillain. He's our Moriarty.
Oh my god.
Did you see that in Windows 10 it's going to be like what LimeWire was, peer-to-peer in torrenting? That's how Windows update's going to work?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Apparently Windows bought, or Microsoft bought like a torrent company like a year ago.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I thought that'd be neat. I was like, it's probably going to be fast as hell.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Not having to restart would be nice too.
That would be nice as well. Get rid of that fucking thing that's like, I'm about to restart in 10 minutes, and then you don't see it until you're about to restart. You're like, fuck!
Because then when you get the alert, it's like Windows is telling you it's shutting down.
Yeah.
You have no just, yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Why didn't you save me, Matt? Matt, I don't want to go to sleep.
When you wake up, you'll be stronger, faster, better.
And you'll slow my recording software.
Yeah.
So, how would you guys say your weeks were this week?
Not as eventful as yours.
Pretty as uneventful as mine?
No, I said not as eventful as yours.
Oh, not as eventful.
My week was kind of long. Like, I stayed up really late.
About 7 days?
Yeah. I mean, give or take.
Nice. Nice. Long weeks are nice. Get more time in.
Yeah. Like, yesterday I was up for like 20 hours straight, and that's not normally what I do. More like a ferret than anything. I'm like, ooh, let's sleep for 14 hours a day and then just be super hyperactive the rest of it. But, yeah, it was good.
That's good.
It was good. Mm-hmm. If I could describe the situation in one four-letter word starting with the letter G, it'd be good.
Good.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's true, you couldn't, because this is the best one.
Good.
Don't worry, you still got this, though.
No! Which also starts with the letter G, somehow.
Yeah. It's in there.
I guess we have two more drops, fellas.
Silent G.
There's like four silent G's in there.
Yeah.
So, how was your week, Matt?
Didn't really do anything.
Kind of
boring. No. Except I had surgery on Friday. That was nice.
So the sex change was successful?
It was. It worked. It stuck this time.
Are you...
It didn't stick 6 months ago, but it stuck now.
Damn.
Madina?
Yeah.
Mary?
Sure.
I like
Which
Mary.
Do you prefer?
Surprise me.
Matilda.
Matilda! Matilda's a good one. Mine's easy. Tam to Tammy. Like, That's just simple.
Yeah, I get Andrea or Andy.
Andy?
Yep. Andy works like, just as well.
Andy, we're not going to change it.
Not even, they don't even try. They're just like, you're Andy now.
All right.
I win either way.
Yeah, I had a little piece of my lymph node taken out.
How big would you say?
Piece of pretty small.
I mean, sizes.
It was like a needle.
I need to visualize it.
Needle point.
Just think about your dick.
Ha.
Ooh. Nice. I'll think about it.
Get there, city.
Did you say get there, city?
Yeah.
All right.
And then when I got home, Andy gave me soup.
Is it still, do you still have some or is it gone?
Fuck no.
It's gone? Damn! That's a quart of soup, Rumpy.
Yeah.
Do I need to get surgery in order to get free soup?
Quite honestly, yeah.
You heard it here first, three-hit combo, if you want soup.
So here's the... So when I got home, like, because you can't eat for a long time before you have surgery.
Yeah, isn't it like a good 24 hours, I think?
Or? Not 24, but, you know, you can't eat after midnight, like, surgery. Okay. You know.
So 8 hours, I suppose.
It was like 10 o'clock last time I ate, because who fucking waits until 11:59 to stop eating?
I know.
So, So it was like,
just eat up right to the moment. I'm doing this. You said I could.
So by the time Andy showed up, it had been like 16, 17 hours since I've had anything to eat. But right before you showed up, my mom got me a sandwich.
Nice. Which I saw a Jimmy John's car in your neighborhood. I was like, oh, yeah. Nice. Someone got JJ's.
Yeah. And I didn't think I'd be able to eat the sandwich, but I got it down surprisingly well.
Nice. Did you eat it with the creamy tomato?
Fuck yeah.
Did you just dip it?
I did.
The dip sounds amazing.
Yeah. Ooh. So after like 17 hours of not eating, I had a Jimmy John's sandwich and some creamy tomato soup, and it was pretty fucking amazing.
I like to claim that Panera's creamy tomato soup could easily be used as pasta sauce. It's like thick. You can dip anything in it. It's like thick and gross. And
yeah. So I had the sandwich and about a third of the creamy tomato soup.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is one of the more healthier soups at Panera.
Good.
What did you have to drink?
Water.
Water? Just water?
Water.
Water!
I had a big quart of water.
Nah, I don't need it.
Waiting for me when I got home. Because that's another thing I can't have before surgery is water. Can't even drink water.
Which seems weird.
Can't ingest anything.
For them to like stick a needle in your neck and be like,
well, it's that's
where is your lymph node? Is it in your neck?
There's
you have multiple, but the main ones they always change.
They took the ones out of my chest.
Oh, okay.
That are by my lungs.
Oh, that would make fucking sense.
Yeah.
Good job, Tim.
There you go. But the not ingesting anything's for the anesthesia, not the surgery. Ah. Because if you get
sick. Isn't it a blast?
What?
The anesthesia? I fucking love anesthesia.
Waking up kind of sucks.
What you guys do?
Going out's fine. Waking up sucks. I was talking about, apparently the person next to me, her last name was Custer. So I started talking about General Custer. I vaguely remember this, but I do remember talking about it. I was like, he wasn't so lucky.
I kept asking the nurse if there was anything I could do. I was like, can I help? Like, is there anything I can do for you?
You fucking would.
That's who I am.
You just had goddamn surgery.
I know, like, and I just want to help.
Can I help?
I'll like clean the table, or I'll like just suck you off or something. Anything that I can
you
do.
You want a refill on that?
When I first started waking up, I thought I hurt more than I did. I was like, oh, my throat really hurts. And she's like, you doing okay? I'm like, oh, it really, really hurts. And then when I started like becoming more lucid, I'm like, it's not that bad.
We need a crash cart, quick!
Actually, wait. Oh!
The nurse just thinks you can't remember anything. Yeah, it's from that huge dick, and then just keeps going. I'm working.
Yeah. I feel like the nurse said something to me about an hour ago.
No, how you doing, sweetie? What, oh, that's nice.
What's weird is I've never been to this hospital before. Is it Methodist?
And ooh, I like Methodist.
I would have went to Lakeside, but my insurance is having a dispute with Allegiant Health, so I can't fucking go to the hospital I usually go to. So, Methodist has two recovery rooms. I have not experienced that before. You like wake up in the first one, you're actually like laying down, and then when you can like kind of shuffle, they take you to another room where you sit in a recliner.
Oh.
And you sit up and drink water and eat a cracker.
Here's a cracker. That's dry for your throat.
Oh, God, yeah. After anesthesia, you can't fucking swallow to begin with. And you're like, huh?
It's because you did all the swallowing while you were out.
More of them.
They did stuff to you while you were sleeping.
They didn't give me the shit to relax me until right before it went out. Which kind of sucked, because that stuff fucking relaxes you.
Yeah, it's like the cold stuff. Did you get the gas
really
or the
cold.
The IV?
Well, the IV gave me the stuff that like relaxes me.
Oh, okay.
And then the gas took me out.
The stuff they had me when I went under was this like cold IV stuff. And they're like, all right, your arm's going to feel cold. And it was like the Matrix. I could just feel it in my veins. And then I was out. It was beautiful.
Never been under anesthesia.
It's an experience.
Now, your procedure might have, just the one I had the colonoscopy, so when I woke up, I was awesome. But, like I said, it probably depends on procedures, too.
The procedure itself wasn't too bad. Like, the first day, I had a sore throat, and the second day, I had, it was like when I got my tonsils out. The first day I got my tonsils out wasn't as bad as the second day.
That makes sense.
And the second day, I was more sore. Like, my throat was more sore, and I could feel kind of like a pinpoint area in my chest, as in where they, like, took a piece out. And, but today I feel fine. I'm still trying to clear my throat of stuff that's not there, though.
Oh.
So, try not to do that on this podcast. Occasionally, there is something there. Like, I'll clear my throat and be like, oh, there is a reason to do that. But basically, the past 2 days, I've been just trying to clear my throat. And
it's for nothing?
Yeah.
Oh, I got Fallout New Vegas on the PC for like 99 cents.
Nice.
How was that?
I'm modding the shit out of it.
That's cool.
I got like weather effects and stuff now. Nice. So it'll rain and snow and sandstorm. I got like 10, like there was an option for 4K resolutions, but I just went with the 1080 stuff.
Did you get the complete edition?
No, it was just the Fallout. I've already played the DLC, so.
Oh, damn. I was going to say, got, what is it? The Honest Hearts DLC? You get to talk to Lee again.
Oh, yeah. I was like 99 cents. I was like, what the hell? And plus, I love New Vegas, so.
It was good. When I did that and he started talking, I'm like, Lee? Lee, hold on, stay here. I got to go get Clementine. And then he died. And I'm like, damn it, Lee. Not again.
Everything you're in. He's the Sean Bean of video games.
So, video games, surgeries,
fun podcast. Shit.
Podcast. Yeah. I should know on Tuesday, but what the fuck I have. They pretty much ruled out cancer.
Yay! No more. So you take those cards back.
I mean, there's still a potential. So, but it's pretty low.
Well, for the time being, you take.
Sure, those cards sure back. Would suck if I get blindsided by that though. Like, because now the past few days I've been feeling great. I'm like, they basically ruled it out, and he's gonna call me on Tuesday and be like, "Yeah, you got it." I'm like, fuck.
Hey, do you remember Spider-Man? Yeah, that was a great movie. You have that.
You have Spider-Man?
You got bit by a spider, and then they found out that all you got to do is start like jumping and shit, and you become Spider-Man.
What if...
Great responsibility, bro.
Well, what if like the nodules on his lungs were actually just bits and pieces of the Spider-Man movie? Like... Like the actual, like you. Like,
that's where
I'm gonna be Spider-Man. No, Matt. Like you have parts of the Spider-Man movie in your body. I don't know how this this is a miracle of medicine.
It's all the missing good scenes from the third Spider-Man.
Aww.
The nurses kept complimenting me when I went back to get my blood drawn. She was having trouble. It's like she had to push hard in my hand. She's like, "Oh, you got man hands." Yeah, I got man hands.
Damn right, I got man hands.
Fuck yeah, I do. And then my IV was kind of like in this weird spot, like right on my forearm right here. And they kind of wrapped a thing around it after they took my IV out and it snapped off. And she's like, "Oh, you got big muscles." Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. And I got a dick to match.
Yeah, that would have worked with my mom in the room.
Go on. I don't know, you could have been like, "Woman, leave."
Mom, earmuffs.
I'll give you a hand signal to put him down. Yeah. I've almost beaten the original Legend of Zelda with zero walkthrough help.
Ooh.
It has been fucking tough.
Wow.
I feel like a bigger man.
Yeah.
You're a bigger man. You get the bigger muscle, the bigger ego. You go.
Like that big mad dick. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm on
It's just a myth.
I'm on the last dungeon, and I don't know what happens. I'm on the eighth dungeon, and I don't know if there's a ninth, like, mega dungeon, or if Ganon's the bad guy of the eighth dungeon.
Well, hey, either way, good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It has been...
You don't know that?
I have no idea. I remember...
You didn't see the Grumps play it?
I watched them play it, like, it was like a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like...
I've watched the series, actually, a few times.
Did you spend the night at Bob Marley's house?
No. No, I didn't.
Okay. Why? What's wrong? I can't see him.
I got a stoner jacket on just because, like, it's just warm enough to be like warm in a cold room. They're nice. It's just cool enough because it lets things breathe. I did not expect
you to own one of those.
Yeah. It actually used to be my mom's because, like, she really liked the feel of it. Mm. And I'm like, Mom, I'll take that from you so that you don't get any negative stigmas about you. I'll handle it, but I don't want people walking around going, do you see that lady? She's got two kids and is a total stoner. She's smoking that shit every day.
Oh, I forgot one more detail. They also drained fluid out of my lymph nodes. Apparently they were all swollen.
Hmm.
So that's fun. Because if it's what they...
Did you get to keep it? No, I didn't get to keep it.
Because if it's what they think I have, my lymph nodes are going to swell up and I'm going to have to take fucking steroids.
Ooh, you're going to get ripped?
So
you're going to be Hulk. Hulkamania.
So if I become a dickbag, could you guys politely let me know?
I mean, we'll let you know, but I don't know about the...
Yeah. If they give you... What's that?
Prednisone.
That shit's... Like, it's an insanely good drug, like, for you, but, dude, the side effects are off the chart.
Yeah, that'll be it.
That will be it? Just put sticky notes everywhere of, don't be a dick.
Sticky notes? Just...
I'm gonna get fucking... I should...
Don't be a dick.
Let me pull up prednisone. Let's look at the side effects and see how fucked up I'm about to get.
Dear Matt,
please do me. Don't be a D. Love... Your podcast, bitches, lovers. Okay. Let's look at the major side effects of prednisone. Difficulty controlling emotion, difficulty maintaining train of thought, weight gain. That's something I need. Immunosuppression, facial swelling, depression, fatigue, weakness, mental confusion, memory and attention dysfunction, blurred vision. Abdominal pain, ulcers, painful hips, steroid-induced osteoporosis, insomnia, joint pain, cataracts, anxiety, stomach pain, mouth sores, nervousness, acne, that'll be fun, skin rash, appetite gain, hyperactivity, increased thirst, frequent urination, sensitive teeth, leg cramps. That's just a majority. What are
that
you doing?
That sounds shitty. That sounds real shitty. That better, like, print you money out of your body. Like,
it prints money! And every time you poop, just a couple dollar bills.
So
paying for itself.
Yeah.
Basically, what's happening is they think I have what they call sarcoidosis. And, like, my immune system's attacking my lymph nodes.
You have a form of lupus?
It's not lupus.
You have lycanthropy?
When the immune system attacks the body.
Lupus is autoimmune, but autoimmune is a huge...
What's this bad boy called?
Sarcoidosis.
Yeah, good luck
spelling
that shit.
But lupus is a blood disease.
Oh, is it? I thought lupus was an autoimmune.
I mean, it is, but autoimmune is a huge umbrella.
Three medical podcasts.
Jesus Christ,
Andy. Well, maybe it's not a blood disease.
Right. What if this a really kick-ass cold?
Lupus, the body's immune system mistakenly attacks healthy tissue.
Oh, okay, so it's tissue.
I mean, it's a similar...
Well, if you have it, it is rare.
It's a similar... it's most common in white males from 20 to 29.
Oh, God!
Which I happen to be
one. The middle-class white male! Why? Why did we deserve this?
Yeah.
What have we done in the past thousands of years
to
deserve this?
14 to 18, small little bar. 19 to 40, huge. Like, the gap is just bananas.
The average mortality rate is less than 5% in untreated cases.
Yeah, so. Well, you're treating this shit right off the bat.
So, I mean, but here's the thing. So, it sounds like...
Yeah, prednisone is the main treatment for this. Oh, shit.
I know. So here's the thing. It sounds like this disease, like, it either can be cured or sometimes it can be chronic. So I'm hoping it can be cured in my case.
It says chronic can last for years. Medically manageable treatment can help.
Yeah, it sounds like, just by the way,
sarcoidosis often goes away on its own. Minimal treatment is needed in most cases.
What I am going to probably try and do is, if they provide me prednisone, just not take it. And hope it does go away on its own. But if I start showing symptoms, I'll just take the fucking prednisone. Because, like, one of the main systems is, like, shortness of breath, because the lymph nodes swell up and they take the room your lungs are supposed to have.
Right.
But I didn't have that because they found it on accident. So, if I'm not even there yet, I got some time to spare, right?
You got sensitivity to light?
No.
I guess, like...
I do have dry eyes. Dry eyes was on there.
Yep. Yeah, but you wear contacts.
I know, but I would know the difference between dry eyes and contacts.
Do you have night sweats?
No.
You're going to have them tonight, baby.
So, since you might have this, do we need to be tested?
No.
There's no...
Even though we've had rigorous amounts of sex with you?
No, you're good.
All right. But I can't stress that enough, that we've had...
Rigorous amounts of sex, yes.
Fathoms of sex.
Let's see. I haven't had shortness of breath yet. I haven't had a dry or hacking cough or skin lesions or arthritis. Maybe fatigue. I don't fucking know. I'm always tired. So I don't know. Like I said, they found it on accident, so, you know, I just, when I got my appendix out, they found one of the lumps, and everything went from there.
Andy, do you still have your appendix?
Yeah, I was one more, strep throat away from getting, that was my tonsil, sorry.
I was going to say, wow, you had some fucked up strep throat.
yes, I still do have my appendix.
Me too.
I don't have my appendix, and I don't have my tonsils.
Whoa. I don't know about my tonsils. I can't remember a time in my life where they're taken out. So I'm assuming
I'm working on destroying my gallbladder so that can come out too.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing with my liver.
Hey, yeah, you can do with one liver, man.
With one liver? Yeah. You only have one liver.
Yeah, I have two.
No, you have one liver.
You're on top of this three medical podcasts.
But about 50% of a liver can do the work of a full liver.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, we got some slacking ass liver then.
Yeah. So, working on trying to get the gallbladder out. You can live without a spleen. I believe you just have to take some medication for it because your spleen actually does some things.
You can live without.
So I'm working on fucking up my spleen. Some
feed of your intestine.
I guess technically you can live without parts of your urinary system because my grandma does it because she had bladder cancer twice.
Right.
So I'm working on fucking that up, too.
I don't want you to be more machine than man. That's what I want.
I only need one testicle anyway. So if you guys want to punch me in one of them.
Like as hard as we can.
We can just play that we'll just play the...
Rochambeau?
Yeah.
I only need one eye. I only need one ear. So.
Only one nostril?
No, because you know how sometimes they switch when you get sick?
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. That would be the worst.
Yeah. So I'm gonna need both those. But
I don't need any of my intestines, but nostrils, you better fucking keep those. God damn it.
Reminds me, I also have a hernia too that I need to get fixed. So.
Yeah, our weeks are doing good too, man.
be going on. I know. God, I'm so fucked up. Ever since that fucking appendix.
We don't even use the goddamn thing.
Yeah. Like, your appendix sucks. It needs to come out. By the way, when we were scanning your appendix, we found out you have a hernia and you have sarcoidosis. It's like, oh, well, fuck you, too.
And here's your bill, sir.
Oh, God. Don't even get me fucking started about that.
Has he taken the protozoan yet? He's getting real mad.
Bro,
read the sign.
Matt, please don't be a sparkly D. Love your podcast lovers.
Yeah. Don't be sparkly D, bro.
No, I haven't taken it yet. I'm not even joking about that. I might wait before I take it. Because that sounds like the fucking worst.
It does.
Because, like Andy said, it might go away on its own. And if that's the case.
I didn't say it. The internet did. Don't quote me.
No. Andy.
No,
Andy,
don't worry. I'm not going to quote you. You're the one that thought we had two livers.
Yeah. I almost called you a doctor. I was like, Dr. Andy Myers.
Oh, one more thing I did this week. Oh, God, hold on. I gotta go.
Was it Dr. Andy Myers? I hope it's Dr. Andy Myers.
My throat just got really raspy there for a second. I was waterproofing my shoes because, you know, it's fucking spring and there's puddles everywhere. So, but I ran out of waterproofer with one shoe left. So I rubbed fucking, I rubbed a candle on it.
So feel like MacGyver?
So it was all waxy and then I heated it up and let it cool down.
Feel like MacGyver?
Yeah, dude, that thing violently gets rid of water.
Violently?
Like, yeah, like you pour water on it and it goes, pew, right off the thing.
That's awesome.
You should just dip your shoes in wax.
Dude, next time I waterproof my shoes, I'm getting myself a little thing of wax and I'm just fucking shoe waxing it.
You can start fucking just sliding through your house and shit.
We're probably super far in this podcast, aren't we?
Oh, no, like an hour and a half.
Yeah. No, coming up on 25 minutes.
Ooh.
Although, I always say that, but then we always put the cold open in and the intro music. So, probably over 25 minutes.
Oh, no.
So, let's go ahead and get into gaming.
Gaming.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner. Stick with us and see what you can catch.
Fallout 3 speedrunner sets a ridiculous new record.
Jesus.
You know what? I'm just going to admit this right now. I don't like watching speedruns.
Nope. Unless they're old classic retro games. But if they're new games, no, I don't really care about.
Yeah. That's how I feel too. Like
I would say like PlayStation 1 and under. Like that era, like the N64 and...
I don't even like N64 speedruns.
Oh, I don't mind them. Like, I actually sat through a GoldenEye one.
I like to, I don't know, I like to see the game. And when you're just flying through it, I'm just like, I don't know. I just feel like a lot's missing. But I know they're super popular. A lot of people watch speedruns.
Oh, I've watched quite a few Half-Life ones.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
You gotta milk all you can out of Half-Life. Half-Life 3 is never coming out.
I had a thought the other day that, you know how Valve is launching that headset?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to launch Half-Life 3 with, like, virtual reality Half-Life. And then Andy will just have to fucking, like, dish out a grand to play it.
Andy's sitting on his couch nude with a big headset on.
Come on! Just go! Go away!
And so this is my ex-husband.
Yeah.
Sitting there in the nude, raging boner.
Did she... bring her current husband in to come see her ex-husband?
Maybe. Maybe new friends.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, like, this is my ex-husband. Yeah. He's who you've been replaced. Or who
he's a fixture in the apartment, by the way.
He doesn't move.
Yeah. The record, by the way, was 18 minutes and 53 seconds.
Damn.
Beats the previous record, which was by 4 seconds. So 18 minutes and 57 seconds.
I watched a guy.
Damn, Fallout, especially Fallout too.
Yeah.
And you have to go through that the
tutorial area. Or,
well, no,
the Good Springs.
You have to go through that, and that's a good like 15 minutes. So I don't know how they get. Oh, well, I guess he's through audio too.
That one, can you just like fuck people up right away and then just go to the guy and be like, "Hey, you want to take over Good Springs? Well, it's done."
I'm pretty sure you don't get control of a weapon till the very end, if I remember.
I know you get, when you're first learning how to shoot, you get that varmint rifle to shoot at cans, so. I don't know. I can see here from the screenshot, it looks like the areas are, the first one's special, so I assume that's like the tutorial where you're doing your thing. And then Target, Escape, Walkathon, Vault 87, Flashbang, Escape 2, Walkathon 2, and Purifier.
So yeah, that actually sounds like all the missions.
Interesting. I know you can beat Skyrim like really quickly too.
Oh really?
Like you can glitch your way to the final boss.
Yeah, I don't like speedruns that are glitches.
Yeah,
yeah.
That bothers me.
I like the speedruns that rely purely on skill instead of glitches.
There's
and
one
know how too. I guess.
I guess. I feel like it should be two separate categories, like being able to do it with a glitch and being able to do it as fucking fast as you can.
Yeah.
Like, there's a Super Mario one that I watched that who just like...
Is it the one where... Oh, sorry.
He has to grab a turtle shell and a POW block at the same time.
It's shit like rewriting pieces the game. Of RAM or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really fucked up.
Like, that's cool that you figured it out, but I don't consider that beating the game.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's inventive.
Yeah, It sent him to, like, the final screen.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you didn't really beat anything.
Yeah.
But, fuck, I just had something I was going to say. It was halfway important.
Like the Mario, like original Mario Bros. Speedruns. Like those look amazing because you can't really.
I had a good time watching a Super Mario Bros. 3 one. Oh my God, I loved it. It was so fun.
There was a speedrun, and I say that in quotes, speedrun, that I've always wanted to do myself, which is Final Fantasy IX. You have to get to a certain part. I think you have to get the Memoria in 12 hours to get Ragnarok?
Yes. There's two that are time-based.
Oh, there's two?
Yeah. Oof. Isn't Excalibur 2 time-based? Like, or you have to do a certain series of events to get it.
Something like
and
that.
And then Ragnar... Well, yeah, one's time-based and one's like a certain series of
events. Because I think like the best sword you can get going through the game like slow is like the tower or something like that.
You can get the first Excalibur in the auction, but it requires a shitload of money.
Oh, God. That's a game I've actually wanted to play again. It's Final Fantasy IX. I love that game so much.
That's why I kind
of... I want a fucking remake of that game. Like an HD goddamn remake.
No, they're just going to give you a 10 remake again on PS4.
We'll just get 10 again, we'll get 7, then we'll get 10, and we'll get 7, and we'll get 10, and we'll get 7.
So sprinkle a little 10-2 in there somewhere?
Yeah, they're doing basically the PS3 versions on the 4. I'm
gonna fucking throw up.
They're just milking just the goddamn tit out of that shit. Just,
Halo returns to PC.
What?
As a free-to-play game exclusively in Russia.
Damn it, Rungy! You clickbaited me, bitch!
I did. Let's see. Halo Online is a new PC exclusive free to play online shooter that will launch this spring in Russia.
You know what's crazy is Korea has a free to play Call of Duty that looks really fucking cool, and it's only in North or South Korea.
Wow.
Yeah, and it looks really good.
According to Halo Waypoint, it's a multiplayer only game that uses heavily modified version of a Halo 3 engine. Specifically optimized to run smoothly on lower-end PCs.
They're kind of doing the... do you remember what they did with Quake 3? They, like, made it so you could play it in browser. They basically took a really old-ass engine and optimized it. It was really cool.
I would still like to play... If the original Halo is still on PC... There's got to be, like, a server hidden around there somewhere.
There are...
Because there was a game that I could have played Halo 1 online, and it didn't fucking let me because it's broken.
You sound hurt about that.
Halo 4?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I am butthurt about the Master Chief Collection. Always will be.
Still?
I mean...
Yes, still.
Until they come out with the Master Chief Collection Definitive Edition.
Oh, God.
With included... The whole series.
The game that works. Yeah. It works now, guys.
They just
promised
everything they did promise, fuck but that. Like it has an asterisk of like it really works this time.
They should give it to me for free. Fuck you.
Yeah, probably.
No, I'm not even joking about that. They should give it to me for fucking free because I spent $60 on a game that I played a little bit of because it didn't fucking work.
Yeah. It really was inexcusable.
It was. And at the time, you couldn't play... There was some matchmaking that you couldn't play. Like, I don't think you could have played Halo 1 Team Slayer or something like that. Oh. There were still ones they were working on.
Wow.
So, it's like...
You know who I just got, like, a email update about, and they just updated the game, too, is they're still updating the shit out of Battlefield 4.
Oh, yeah?
Like, DICE's, they just announced, like, a spring update that they're doing, too.
Nice.
I was like, geez. So that makes me happy.
Dedication.
I do remember the couple of times I was able to play matchmaking on the Master Chief Collection. Like, you could vote on what game you could play. Like, 1 through 4. And people were fucking voting for Halo 4. And I'm like, we just fucking played Halo 4. That game came out basically yesterday in the Halo timeline.
Oh, that's funny. That sucks, but that's funny.
All these people probably never played Halo 1 multiplayer online,
but yet
they vote for Halo fucking 4. I'm just like, ugh. I like Halo 4, but just played it.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, why did they pick Russia? Why Russia?
I don't know, and I don't know if this explains.
And is this a...
I think someone found out that maybe Russia is really hardcore into free-to-plays.
All right, so it can't come from the U.S. alone, but the App Store, the Clash of Clans game, made like $3 billion last year. $3 billion off of microtransactions. That's not all coming from the U.S., man.
I want to play Game of War just because of Kate Upton's boobs. Jesus Christ, those commercials.
They're so just...
Holy shit. I wish she was nude somewhere. Oh, wait.
Easily accessible.
The fappening.
Dude, when that fapture, I'm waiting for the fapture.
The fapture.
I already coined it, too. It's on Reddit, so... Ha! Fuck all y'all.
I forgot to mention that next week on the podcast, I should have Pathfinder stories again.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yay. They're starting tonight?
Monday.
Tomorrow? Monday?
Yeah.
Nice. It's kind of a weird time.
Yeah.
No, I definitely can't play.
Well, we're not always playing on Mondays.
Okay.
We were going to play this Saturday, but people were busy. Then at like the last minute, Austin asked me to play. I'm like, dude, I'm not ready. I don't have my character. And he's like, well, we can help you build one. I'm like... I'm just not going to be ready tonight. Like, I know I could show up and people could help me on my character, but even then, I'm not going to be ready to play tonight. And at the same time, like I told you guys, I didn't feel as good yesterday as I did the day before. Yeah. So I was just like, I'll just stay home. But, yeah, I'm working on a gun tank.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Get a little spirit of Tam.
Yeah, my... I am a four-armed race, so forearms. I want to get a feat that
I
don't...
Can you get four pistols, then?
I can, but three of them are going to be considered off-handed.
But
I there has to be a feat where you can, like, not be considered off-handed. But, unfortunately, there's two feats I need, like, right away. So my first level and my third level feats are going to be taken up by precise shot and point-blank shot, so I can fire into melee.
You don't need that. Just shoot your dudes.
Yeah. Like that time fucking Tyler threw acid bombs around me while I was weak to acid. I was so pissed about that. I'm like, why even attempt?
Why?
That reminds me, I brought my, you know, my old bag because I got to roll some stats and someone needs to witness it. So I was going to do it today at HeroScape. My old character sheet's in there, Tadina. I kind of want to frame it.
Yeah?
Yeah. My first Pathfinder character never died.
Nice. Proud of it. Hopefully it'll continue.
Hopefully. And this one's supposed to be a little bit harder, since now we know what we're doing.
Cool. That does sound fun.
Yeah. Should be cool. I hope. If it doesn't randomly change one day. Shots fired.
No, I didn't get to do that. I didn't get to fire any shots.
That's true. Yes. You didn't get to fire any shots. We spent hours making your character. And you didn't fire a shot.
Not one.
All you got to do was hit on my character.
Yeah.
And then when I was like, I used to be a man, you were like, oh.
Hey, where's this going?
A new horror visual novel resurrects the Sega Genesis.
What? Like, is the Sega Genesis the horror thing?
It's a visual novel for the Sega Genesis called Sacred Line Genesis.
Nifty.
It's $39. You can get it for the Genesis or Mega Drive.
Oh, jeez.
And you can play it on your Genesis. I, for one, I have one of those Retron things that has multiple ones, so I could probably play it.
That's cool.
Although I think one of my fucking Genesis controllers broken.
No.
That does suck.
I've been emulating quite a bit. I love emulating. It's just fun. Just anything. A lot of PS2 recently.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Time Splitters 2.
Oh. Love that game.
Yeah. I can't find a solid Time Splitters 3, though.
Yeah. So why do they make games for old systems? Is it just a...
I think it's just the novelty. People have...
Fanfare, too.
A labor of love thing for it. Like, I used to love this, or... that kind of, too. Like... Yeah. People will fucking buy it because, it's amazing, you know?
I mean,
remember we talked about those guys making a game for the Dreamcast?
Yeah.
A while ago? I'm pretty sure.
And there was, Battle Kid that came out for the NES a few years ago.
Why not just, make a Shovel Knight-esque game and just be like, we're just going to put it on the new consoles and just have it appear like it's from the Saturn. Why not just do that?
But once again, it's like the fanfare kind of thing that people love. Yeah, that
what I think it is just it's just a labor of love kind of thing.
All right,
like this podcast, because I don't make any money doing this and I just waste my time every week.
Well, we like to waste
but
time.
But it's a
with
labor
you.
Of love. But yeah, that's why people do it. Also, Shovel Knight can't exactly be made on the NES or the SNES.
Yeah.
There's a couple things they fudged on.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I forgive them.
That game's amazing. We got a new character revealed from Mortal Kombat X.
Go on.
His name is Aaron Black.
I don't like how you said the word black.
Seems Aaron Black. Stefan was telling me about this because, of course, Stefan's a huge Mortal Kombat fan, but apparently he's in the Mortal Kombat comics, and people are huge fans of him, and he was just released now for the game. He's a gunslinger type.
Oh, all right.
Uses guns. I know, gunslinger. Every time I say gunslinger, Tam's like, ugh.
I just saw, have you seen the recut, the TV ad that they put out, and then someone recut the Mortal Kombat theme over it?
No.
It's really good because the TV ad uses, like, System of a Down, and it doesn't fit whatsoever with the ad. But then they redo it with the Mortal Kombat theme song, and it's great. It fits perfect.
Awesome. All right, guys, that will do it for gaming news. Let's go ahead and move into technology.
Can we talk about one more thing? The thing that actually ruined my week?
What happened?
They delayed Zelda Wii U into 2016.
I think I did see about that.
And I'm sad because I don't know what the Wii U is going to do in order to sell anything this upcoming year. Plus, with them announcing the whole NX, like it just really appears that they're just giving up on the Wii U. And it kind of makes me sad.
It does kind of look like
so then it just
I'm sure they're not.
And then the Zelda just keeps getting pushed back to the NX.
That would piss me the fuck off. That would
and
make
then,
me
then
very
they'll have
upset.
To rebuild it from the ground up, like Duke Nukem Forever.
And then I'll have to go out and buy an NX because there's no way I'm not gonna go play this game. But I would just be so peeved. I would just be like, "Oh Nintendo, how dare you make me pay you more money to play the game I was already gonna pay you money for?" But
my britches are warm with anger.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I feel they needed it this year. They really needed this big game. People were really excited about Zelda, and then everybody was just like, "Well, I guess we'll see it in 16."
You got Hyrule Warriors, didn't you?
Yeah, no, it's a great game, and I still play it every now and again. I'm trying to trudge through the original Legend of Zelda. God, that game's fucking hard.
All right, guys. Yeah. Well, with that said, on a depressing note, let's go into technology news.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. Whoa. This is technology news.
Facebook is expanding their shitty messenger to work with other apps like ESPN and the Weather Channel. So you can fucking talk to people on the Weather Channel.
So you can take awkward conversations about the weather and just make it an entire app?
Yeah.
Hey, so how's the weather? I have a boyfriend.
And ESPN especially, I don't know if you guys have ever read the comments of sports articles.
No.
But they are the asshole of the internet. I don't know why anyone would want to use Messenger on ESPN and talk to every fucking asshole who has an opinion about sports. It's the worst.
Do you have an opinion about sports?
I mean, I have opinions.
You know what's crazy is every sports fan has, like, a super opinion about one thing.
But I don't... you want to know my super opinion about one thing? I hate people that are double fans of two teams. When they're like, I'm a Nebraska and a Texas fan. It's like, no. Fuck off. All right.
Hey, are you excited for WrestleMania?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not really excited.
Why?
And they did a shitty job making it interesting. I'm going to watch it, obviously, because it's fucking WrestleMania, you know.
The Hulk?
Isn't... Talking about Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, isn't Hulk Hogan going to be there?
Probably.
In the seats.
I mean, he's not going to wrestle.
Oh, I thought I saw a trailer or something with him.
Dude, he's like 60.
Yeah, and he made a sex tape. What else can he
do? And he's had multiple back surgeries. That guy's done. As much as he still fucking says, like, okay, I need to get back in the ring. It's like, no, you don't. You weren't even that nimble when you were in your prime, and now you want to get back in there after back surgeries.
I cannot stop thinking about that John Cena prank call. That's just all I hear whenever I hear anything about wrestling.
All right. Next up here, 3D printed rifles can fire larger and deadlier rounds.
What?
They're now making 3D printed rifles that can hold up to shooting high caliber bullets.
That's so scary.
That is fucking scary.
Like that's scary.
Now every fucking guy is gonna have a fucking AR-15.
Like it's cool that technology has gotten there. Like that's interesting.
Yeah, but if, a gun's pretty sophisticated. Like, so if you could 3D print a gun, that's amazing.
It'd be really awesome if the world wasn't just a bag of dicks and like guns were used against animals and hunting instead of other people.
Oh, hey there, Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Put your Bob Marley on. Now you're all about
Fuck off.
Now you're all about not killing people. Wow.
Yeah, how dare us.
So
me and the five other kids.
Speaking of which, I was talking to people this morning and I was like, I brought up the drink Irish Car Bomb. I was like, that's a pretty fucked up name for a drink.
Yeah.
Irish Car Bomb. And I was like, it's like an American drink being called the school shooting.
Whoa.
And then someone came up with a drink called School Shooters, and it was Capri Sun and rum.
Oh!
That'd be good.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, I would drink that.
You could mix it with vodka and just it tastes like Capri Sun.
No, it wouldn't. It would take us like rubbing alcohol because vodka sucks.
Not the good vodka.
There is no good vodka.
Expensive stuff?
There is no good vodka. I will stand by that. If you want to know something I have an opinion on,
I don't care.
It's vodka sucks. Yeah, you want to fight?
Come on.
You want to fight?
Can I watch? Can I film it? And
do you know how Andy fights? Come on, bro. Just stop.
Here. I got one for you. A good news story. MVO smartwatch will tell you when you're stressing out, like when your friend is making fun of vodka. Are you stressing out? Let me see your watch.
Do I look like I'm stressing out?
Do you need to borrow my jacket to calm down a little bit?
Is my hair turning grayer? Does it look grayer?
It does kind of look
a little gray. It is. I'm getting really gray.
No, it doesn't look gray at all.
I'm not seeing a single gray hair.
Andy always thinks he's about 10 years older than he actually is.
I fucking feel like it.
I felt like I was like, I looked in the mirror while I was at work and I was like wearing my uniform and I'm like, I don't feel 22. I feel like 24. I don't know. It was weird. It was a weird feeling, but I was like,
24 specifically.
I was like, oh no, I could pass as a 24 year old. And then I looked down at my chin and went, no, I look 18. Never mind.
I'm 26. Jesus fuck.
I'm 22.
I'm 24.
Once you hit 25, you start feeling old as fuck.
Yeah.
Well, it's about 2 months away from me.
I feel like my joints feel old. Yeah, it's awful. Don't laugh at me.
You got the Bob Marley talking about shows. Ah, I don't even fucking get it.
Andy's right. Fucking face when I looked over. So, yeah, this watch can tell when you're stressing out.
So it's a smart mood watch.
Yeah, it's like a mood ring.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, my watch is blue. I'm all calm and shit.
Yeah.
Does it give you a scale of your body temperature?
Wow. I'm really calm. This watch is right, man.
It'll give you a scale from 1 to 10. It also looks like it gives you like a face. So like if you have an 8, it's kind of frowning.
It looks like fucking Baymax.
when you're super stressed, it's just like, come on, bro.
It's a lightning bolt when you're super stressed at a 10.
I wonder if, like...
Should just show you pictures of tits?
Oh, yeah, it also tells time. The watch also tells time.
Oh, yes. Good.
Next up, Apple's CEO... What is it? Tom Cook? Tim Cook. Tim Cook. And other VIPs are pushing back at Indiana's anti-gay law.
Why? Just in this day and age, why the fuck would Indiana do that?
It's not just anti-gay. It's basically anti-anyone who doesn't agree with your religion.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking... That's a big list of people, if you want to get specific.
Just in this day and age...
But specifically, really you can refuse service to gays. Faggots.
Oh, I don't like where that went.
That was just... I was watching my favorite line from The Simpsons, where... God, I forget his name, but that fucking nerdy kid was like, individually, we're weak like a single twig, but together we form a mighty faggot.
Nelson?
No, Nelson's the kid that goes, ha-ha, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know who, I know the character you're talking about. He's got the white shirt on. He's got the like the femaleish voice.
Yeah. Oh, hey, our fourth member.
That blows. That really does suck.
Just why? Why?
And of course, the law is named under the Religious Freedom Law, which
sounds fucking horrible.
Which, I mean, when you see that, you're like, oh, yeah, sure, religious freedom. I'm down with that. But then when you actually read the law, you're like, oh.
No. This doesn't seem free or religious. Your
ass. It's like those laws that really restrict the internet that are like the anti-child porn laws. You're like, well, of course I'm anti-child porn. And then you read it and they're like, monitor my internet. Whoa, hold on.
But if you're against it, you're like, are you for child porn? You're like, oh, no, you don't. Oh.
Damn.
Sneaky dicks.
I'm stuck between a rock and a four-year-old.
Oh.
That four-year-old's hungry.
I don't. That was it. That's all we needed to hear.
Okay, well, let's move on to news.
News!
Can't handle this anymore.
News team! Assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and
Tam. Also here.
A German social network seeks a prostitute tester. If you can't see, you raise your hand.
I volunteer as tribute.
I'm here for the fucking...
A social media company catering to Germany's adult industry is creating a new position. A sexual position. Kampfmich.com, which means buy me in German, has just announced it's hiring a full-time prostitute tester.
Do you know what the fuck? Like, yeah, that sounds awesome, first right? But do you know how many, like, people are going to come in with, like, crazy fucking mental issues wanting to be a prostitute? You are just going to have daddy issues flying
well,
at you.
Well, what it's doing is this man or woman will review brothels in Germany.
Oh, that's fucking cool. That was not what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. I thought this dude was going to test out prostitutes for the social media website.
Nope. Well, actually, he will be able to give reviews on brothels.
That's awesome.
I wonder what like this dude's resume is going to look like in order to get this job.
Yo, I like porn. I got 80 hours clocked in every day.
80 hours every day.
I love
porn. I have so many tabs open, it's not even funny.
I have 8 cores on my PC for porn.
Have you guys ever left your house at like 3 in the morning searching for either food or something to drink?
Most definitely. No. I almost did it last night for a gallon of milk.
I'm usually sleeping at 3 in the morning. Or I'm getting up for work.
But you've had a long life, Andy.
Yes, I have.
Okay. No, never. I am a stick in the mud.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it when you're 4 years old?
No.
No.
Party animal.
Because a 4-year-old girl snuck out of her house, hopped on a bus, and searched for a 3 a.m. slushie.
Did she have a fucking bus pass?
What
bus driver would like, wait, are you that, 4 and by question. Yourself?
Is this come in on. America?
Yeah. Looks like it's in Philadelphia.
Oh!
Well, that explains it. I mean, not really, but we'll go
really
with it.
I was really hoping it wouldn't be in America.
Authorities say the girl's family didn't know she had awoken and unlocked the back door to start her trek during a downpour early Friday.
It was raining?
It was raining.
Did she have galoshes and an umbrella?
I don't know. But she was looking for a slushie.
She just wanted that slushie grind.
She wanted that fucking slushie.
I can respect that. I almost left like a huge party at my house just to go get a gallon of milk at the gas station. But I was just like, effort. I probably finished it that night, too.
Yeah.
That gas station near your old house, Andy, that was a good slushy place.
I miss that place. It's not it anymore.
It's not it anymore. God damn it. It had so many options.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool. But yeah, it's gone now. It's something else.
Like, I think we went there that one time. We played apples to apples with way too many people. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Way too many people.
Jeff Poe.
Oh God.
Fuck that kid.
Yeah, Jeff Poe. What
say
a character.
That on the podcast.
I remember that night specifically because I closed, and so like I got home and I was so fucking tired and I was like laying down and everyone was texting me, Matt, come to Andy's. Matt, come to Andy's. And I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. So I show up to your house, We played the worst game of apples to apples.
How many people played? Like a dozen?
Yeah, you know what? That actually sounds 12. Actually, yeah, sounds like a good number. Yeah,
way too many people. It sucked.
Could have been split into two games.
Yeah, it could have been, but it wasn't. We were too young.
Yeah,
we didn't know.
This was like what, 4 months ago?
Brian was there. Yeah, Callie and Mara might have been.
Callie and Mara were probably there.
She got a baby now.
Callie does have a baby now. I remember I was trying to get Mara's phone number, and I did. I was very successful, but then Tom fucking did it for me.
How's that? Oh, that kid is just a walking like story storm. I love it.
Like it was something like we were playing a game, and her and I were on a team, and I was like,
was it Risk? We were playing Risk a lot.
Yeah, and
ooh,
I was like,
I love Risk.
I was like, hey, Mara,
we're like a month or
because Mara and I were on a team. We were M&M. I was like, hey, Mara, give me your number, and we can just text back and forth our plans.
Yeah,
yeah, right? Ooh. Right?
What a player, player.
And then, Tom's like, as I'm getting her number, Tom's like, yeah, hold on, what's your number? And I'm like, oh, God.
Bro.
Fucking.
Oh, Tom. We love you, though. I've never met Tom. I'm assuming he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah. Tom, three hit combos, official rating. Yeah, okay.
He's a gas.
Owen Fazenbaker, the third, has been arrested for skipping jury duty 11 times.
Whoa! Snap!
I don't want to be judged by that peer.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get judged by a bunch of people who had to go to jury duty.
Yeah.
And you're like, you fucking skipped out on this shit.
You know what sucks is jury duty is random people. Like, I know they go through a screening process, but you can hide a lot of your prejudices.
Fazenbaker promised to serve on future juries if the judge would not impose a $500 fine and 10 days in jail for each time he has missed jury duty.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Oh.
You should be like, I'll go to jury duty for like 11 times in a row. I'll make up.
Yeah. I mean, I've been called for jury duty twice.
Have you?
Yeah.
Never.
I've never been picked. I got called up, but I've never been chosen.
I actually physically went one time, and I didn't get picked. Like,
I found out you can make a phone call.
Yeah, you can call and see if your group's didn't get selected. Yeah, because the first time I got called for jury duty, actually, I had to go to the courthouse, and I was there about half a day. And from the people they did call to the courthouse, they picked only a certain amount of those people, and then they picked a couple alternates, and I wasn't any of those. So I just got to go home. And then the second time I got called for jury duty, the night before, I called and they said, you know, the following groups don't need to show up. And my group was in there. So.
The one that I got was a federal, federal course. Oh. And I was actually kind of excited. I was like, this might be some good shit.
Would you have had to go to like Lincoln or something like that?
Yeah.
Or is the federal, I don't know where the federal court is, I guess.
I think I had to go down to Lincoln. But yeah, Lincoln. I got subpoenaed and then, called. And then my group did get picked. So I was like, oh, thank God.
Nice.
No, it was in Douglas County because I had to go down to the Douglas County courthouse.
I see. Yeah, the one I was about to serve on was a fender bender. So.
Nah.
Wasn't anything special.
He fucking did it. I want to go home and play video games.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Well, and it was even where she had already admitted guilt. It was like how much money he should get. And so it was even less important.
Yeah, arguing about money.
One guy tried to fucking get out of it because one of the bills was chiropractor bills. And so they're like, does anyone have any opposition to chiropractors? And this one guy raised his hand. He's like, I just don't believe it's a real profession. And one of the lawyers was like, yeah, I would like to have him removed from the jury. And the judge is like, nah.
That's great.
Nah.
Just backfires on him. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It backfires? We have fun here.
A wanted man, Christopher Wallace, posted his hiding spot on Snapchat.
I love when people fucking do stupid shit like that all the time.
Christopher Wallace, who's 24, was a man wanted for burglary in central Maine. Wallace allegedly stole a propane cook stove and a cast iron wood stove from a camp. On Sunday, Wallace posted on Snapchat that he was back in his home in Fairfield after tipsters relayed that info to police. Authorities showed up looking for the fugitive.
Wow.
That's great.
They had no initial luck finding Wallace at his home, but then Wallace posted a second time on Snapchat saying the police were in his house looking for him and he was hiding in a cabinet.
Wow. Dude.
The sheriff's department said this in a quote. A search of the kitchen cabinets turned up some food, some pots and pans, and a pair of feet. The pair of feet, pair of feet just so happened to be attached to a person. That person was Christopher Wallace. He was removed from the cabinet and placed under arrest.
What an idiot.
I know.
Oh, that's so fucking good.
God, I would never Snapchat my hiding place. Like, not to anybody. Like, I wouldn't even Snapchat Andy and be like, Andy, I stole a stove.
Dude, if the cops were in my fucking house looking for me, the last thing I would be, like, I would only be on my phone if it was to, like, shut that shit off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Exactly. First, let me take a selfie.
Yeah, you crack open the cabinet and, like, take a selfie with the police.
The flash was accidentally on. The guy, like, the cop just...
You sent it to someone about to be arrested, lol. That reminds me, it didn't happen to me specifically, but Tyler Swanson got arrested.
Oh, recently?
No, it was a few years ago. He had his identity stolen at one point, and it was like years ago. But this guy apparently made a scene at a Taco Bell.
And so
he had a warrant out for, quote, his arrest, Tyler's arrest, but it wasn't really him. He thought he had gotten this cleared up, but apparently it wasn't completely cleared up. So the police, when he was living in Fremont, showed up and they're like, "Yeah, we gotta take you in." And he's like, "Well, do you mind if I say bye to my friend on Skype?" And the police were like, "We don't care." And so Tyler wrote, "Going to jail, BRB." And he said the cops were laughing. He was there for like a few hours and he got it cleared up.
Did he have like a super bad experience where like he was McLovin, he's just riding around with these cool cops?
I don't think so.
God, that'd have been awesome.
Alright, we know you're not him. Let's go.
Come on, McLovin.
They just bust down a meth thing out there in Fremont.
Alright guys. So jail is where we'll close it off today. So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3acombopodcast, twitter.com/3acombopc. That is the number 3, PC stands for podcast. Search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast, and email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out. The top of 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 the top of